Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how, plus our know-how, will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This is Nip and Prescience for the week of the 12th of December, 2016. The title, Easy Energy Money. The two ideas I'm going to talk about here have been around a very long time, but I'm amazed how many people don't use them, not just in replacement scenarios, but in new installations. On top of that, the electronics and controls necessary to make these work get better and better all the time, thus a compelling reason to use them whenever possible. The first one I want to mention is regenerative drives. The number one application is winder unwind stands. Not only will this application help your winder build better rolls, it gives back a little electricity at the same time. The new ones are simply phenomenal and trouble-free. Two other places to consider regenerative drives, crane hoist and truck dump hydraulics. Crane hoist usually control load lowering via brakes. Brakes mean wasted energy. Hydraulic truck dumps usually lower through a restrictive control valve. Why not a regenerative drive that will reabsorb all that energy? The other application is VFD, or variable frequency drives, on pumps. A VFD on a pump makes so much economic sense when compared to a fixed speed motor and a control valve. At one time, these VFDs were too expensive, but no more. In any new variable flow pump application, you should use VFDs, no economic study required. Or perhaps you must do a study once, but that should be the end of it. Both you and your management should think VFDs from then on. What I like to see in pumping situations, especially stock prep departments, is an arrangement that not only uses VFDs, but considers elevation and twists and turns as well. If I can build a configuration with an initial pumping to an elevated tank, install the rest of my process downstream, lower and in a straight line, I can minimize pumping head losses and friction losses due to elbows. Such a system is inherently economical to operate from an energy cost standpoint. If you are in a high-cost area for energy, the gains are even greater. Beyond these two ideas, let me mention another great energy-saving idea. This is going to sound like an infomercial, but I can't help it. Airmaster Aerators, a faithful advertiser here at Paparitala Publication, builds an aerator that beats anything I have ever seen. It is simple, economical to operate, and superior in performance. On top of that, if you are reaching the limits of electrical capacity in your lagoon infrastructure, these units, because they deliver higher performance at lower horsepower, will save on capacity upgrades in your electrical line, switchgear, and transformers that serve your lagoon system. Airmaster has had at least one engineer, albeit without much experience, reject them out of hand because he did not believe the energy to performance claims, would not even check them out because he thought the claims were so preposterous. Check them out yourself and see what you think about them.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E-Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Air Master!
Oh, I get it. Air Master.
Yes, Air Master.
But what do they do?
Air Master Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Air Master Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Energy savings have come a long way in my 46 years in the industry. From fuels to insulation to heat capture to smart uses of electricity, we've made tremendous strides. Yet every time I turn around, it seems like someone is pointing out yet another energy source we have not optimized. Energy is still a land of opportunity. Do you have any experiences with the ideas I've mentioned this week? If so, please take our quiz online. For safety this week, it stands to reason that the more energy users we can eliminate, the less chance of injury around motors, pumps, and so forth there will be. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.